from KQED.
This week, as negotiators in South Africa made little progress toward cutting global warming emissions, nearly 300 of the world's top climate scientists met in San Francisco, part of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. Among them, a small group of Stanford students, the emerging generation of climate scientists. Craig Miller of our Climate Watch project wondered what they make of all the global indecision and what it means for their work.
These meetings, the so-called working groups of the IPCC, can be mind-numbing and contentious at the same time. Meeting co-chair Chris Field, a Stanford ecologist, hoped to set the right tone with a quote from Gandhi, the one about every worthwhile accomplishment being a blend of drudgery and triumph.
Over the next few days, I hope that we have more triumph than drudgery, but I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of both.
Triumph has been hard to come by lately in the struggle for a concerted response to climate change. This month's UN talks in Durban, South Africa, ended with a deal that wouldn't actually do much to cut carbon emissions until 2020.
Yeah, a bit disappointed.
Shane Easter is one of a group of student volunteers I spoke with at the science meeting, all grad students at Stanford. The 24-year-old from Seattle works in Chris Field's lab on global change ecology. He says the 10-year timetable for international action will probably mean missing the mark of halting global warming before it spins out of control.
By 2020, we have the energy infrastructure locked in that will essentially push us over the 2 degrees Celsius warming threshold, which we were hoping to stay under. So that's why I say it's good that we move forward and we have, you know, coordination, but, you know, it's going to be, in some ways, a little bit late.
26-year-old Deepti Singh studies extreme weather events, the hot topic of climate science nowadays. All of the grad students I spoke with expressed an urgency that most observers say was absent among the negotiators in Durban.
And I think a lot of the countries echoed the fact that there needs to be something in place soon, because I think 2015 or 2020 is just too late for any of those measures to be taken.
Her colleague, 28-year-old Frances Moore from London, studies ways in which farmers and ranchers can adapt to the changing climate.
Early on in the IPCC process, there was an idea that you kind of just had to do the basic physical science and tell it to policymakers and you would have mitigation happen.
But not much mitigation, actually reducing greenhouse gas emissions, has happened. In fact, they're rising worldwide.
Trying to understand the social dynamics that interact with these physical changes, which is a much, if you ask me, that's a much more complicated and difficult issue, and that's really what they're trying to do in this working group.
So Rebecca Hernandez, who studies impacts from renewable energy, was glad to see a new component to the IPCC regimen, media training.
We need to increase our capability to communicate our science to the public in ways that are effective, in ways that the public can understand, and I think that will be a particular challenge for everyone here, and I'm excited to see the emphasis on that.
These students represent the new wave of Earth and life scientists. Theirs may be the first generation to confront head-on the full brunt of climate impacts, from desiccating droughts and crop failures to frequent floods and rising seas. Frances Moore.
Impacts are going to be large. There's going to be a need for adaptation, and trying to understand that is really important.
Deepti Singh was disappointed that her own home nation of India was a reluctant signer to the tepid deal finally struck in Durban, especially since some of those impacts are already hitting India pretty hard.
It's already caused a lot of pain in the last few years for the farmers. We've seen people commit suicide because they're affected by droughts and famines, and I think that if we don't take any action, we're going to suffer.
These young scientists hope that by the time they're running these meetings, the policymakers who count on their work for direction will have picked up on their sense of urgency. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
And to find out more about what climate scientists say is ahead for California, we have a roundup online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.